Now calling to order the November 1st, 2023 communications meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay. We will start with roll call.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Excellent. Is anyone on the line?
There is not.
And there is no public for public comment. So moving on, the draft minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second. Presentations.
None today.
None. Updates.
Good afternoon. The first update, something new that we've put out there, are shadow boxes in Cornell Park and Ravenswood. And if you look in your packet, you'll see a couple pictures of those. We think it's going to be really advantageous to get the information out, and we can put anything we want in those shadow boxes, obviously. But for the most part, we're going to have information about how to rent the park, the facilities. Obviously, this will be updated for Cornell when all that project is completed. So we're going to continue to try other ways to get information out to the public. And that is it for that.
So we currently have shadow boxes?
They're out there. I took pictures of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're in your
package. Yeah, I see the picture. I was a trip. That was it.
Yeah, question for you. Now, what about maintenance of the items? There's nothing worse. We've got one on private property over here that is, the information's like 10 years old. But what about the maintenance of it so nothing's outdated? And what about vandalism and keeping it clean? And
yeah, a couple good questions. The vandalism, you know, they could be vandalized because they are exposed. You know, we're hopeful that they won't be, but if they are, you know, they're not that expensive. It's plexiglass to replace. As far as the information that goes in those, if it's very similar to the electronic signboard, we can always, you know, go out there and change that. We're pretty good about, you know, taking down information that's old. But as I said, initially this is going to be for park rentals and how to get a hold of the community center to make those reservations. Cleaning, we could have our custodian, you know, wipe down the outsides of them.
How often do the custodians, or are they out there?
Weekly.
Okay.
Should be two times a week.
Okay, just my own point of view, I just have some concerns that it's just going to put an extra burden on someone. I love the communications part of it, absolutely, but it's going to be, you know, one more thing. And
if I may, so one of the reasons we did put this up is one time we had a park rental, and you don't have a place to put it. So you rent the park, and you just stick up a sign on one of the side things. Somebody takes it down, a kid takes it down, and then somebody rented the park, but they didn't get there to set up in time. Somebody got there early in the morning, started setting up, put all their balloons, everything up, and then we had to come and tell them they had to take it down and leave. Yeah. So really the purpose was for them to put a place to say this is reserved on this date, you know, so that we have some signage.
Yeah, I love the purpose of it. I just hope it doesn't all turn into a maintenance.
Well, then we'll obviously have to take those down because, you know, there will be other rentals and so forth. But, you know, I have keys to it. Bill has keys to it. And, you know, we're always driving around and I'm checking parks and bathrooms and those sorts of things. So we think it's manageable.
Any comments?
My only comment is, and this is not specific to necessarily these, but just in general, you know, shadow boxes are great, but the information put in there has got to be three times the size of what a normal flyer or whatever might be. Otherwise, the average person is just going to walk right by it. It's hard to get someone to walk up to something and stare at it and then have to be able to read it, you know, if it's the same size font and print that, you know, as you would hold in your hand. So that's all I'd say is, you know, otherwise it's kind of useless unless, you know, it's large enough to attract people to come over and want to read it and see what it says.
Yeah, that's a good point, and we'll make sure that we do that. The one that you see at both parks there, right, is that you enter the park. There's like one on the side of the bathroom, and then also the Ravenswood as you come to the play structure. So they're in people's walking path. But I'm not your point.
Yeah, again, I'm not asking to do additional expense because it is additional expense, but otherwise it just becomes.
Well, it's just a flyer when you move.
Yeah,
flyer exercise.
Okay, that's my only comment.
Okay.
Okay, no more questions? Okay, the social media update, we're continuing to get more people on Slick Text. We have almost 600 now. We get a couple a week, it seems like. You know, they just kind of trickle in. So that's working out well. For our social media, the biggest views that we get are the posting of our landscape pictures, the before and after, and what we're planning to do for the next month. So that's been very popular. I'm not seeing a lot of, again, stuff on social media where we're necessarily getting bashed. I mean, some people want, and you and I spoke about this, is some people think we're not going to get to their neighborhood, but eventually we will. It just takes time due to limited staff, but it's definitely on our radar. I will tell you that those posts that I'm talking about get between 1,500 and 2,400 views. So people are looking at them, and they don't necessarily like it or give a heart, but then you can tell that the social media tracks it. So that's been really one of our biggest positives for getting information out to the
community. Do you know, just outside, you might not know this, but is that an individual IP address view, or if I look at it three times, that three views?
That I don't know, because it says the number, then it says impressions. So people are like opening it. I don't know if you open it twice, that's two, but I don't. It's not that riveting, so I don't know if you can open it
and close it. We might think it is.
I got 10 on there, but yeah.
We're 6 minutes into the meeting, and we got so.
No, but it's, yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. I will try to research that.
Would you call it the Slick Text? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, SMS. That's the brand we use.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Sure.
Is there a procedure as far as when we utilize that?
Well, we actually talked about that.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason for doing it was for a real emergency. An emergency on the water side would be a main break, not a typical repair where you have to shut off water. We go door to door, we hang door hangers, Aaron knocks on doors, so they are informed. If they're home, they're informed. We're out there working, they can come out and talk to them, and so that's what happened on one of the streets. So a main break would be an emergency. On the wastewater side, an SSO or something like that, that's considered an emergency. So we're using it for emergency purposes only. We are not going to continue to use it for just little updates here and there because it is set in quadrants. It is not set by street. So if I am just shutting off a water on one street, that whole entire quadrant is going to get that, and we could cause a lot of phone calls, all this kind of information that would just stop us from doing work. So it's really for emergency purposes, and that's what we're going to be using it for.
So if the town on next Wednesday was going to shut down water on part of Discovery Bank Boulevard, would those people be notified in advance?
It depends on what the break is. Is it a main break? Is it just a repair?
Is it a repair that's going to take 6 hours?
Then no, we probably
would not notify them?
We would notify them, but we're not going to notify them through SMS text to the entire quadrant. We notify them just like we did the old way. Door hangers, knocking on doors, and letting everybody know that way.
I would hope that is something that is reconsidered. I think if somebody's not going to have water, you know, people that are, you know, in their showers and all soaped up and suddenly there's no water and
if we're going to have to shut off water, we are going door to door or we're hanging up a door hanger. So they are notified.
Yeah, I don't know why would we do that using the manpower rather than just sending out a text.
It's because we're not doing it. Just only the people on Discovery Bay Boulevard are not being notified. Mm-hmm. It would be whatever is.
Right.
So,
But I don't think that's such a bad thing.
The intent was it was for emergency
yeah,
services.
I don't think that's such a bad thing. What are your thoughts?
No, I can see it from both standpoints. Certainly, we don't want to notify 90% of people for only 10% that's going to be impacted, if that's the math. It sounds like we have a mechanism in place to let people know that.
Okay.
I imagine in this particular case, it fell apart just because we weren't intended on turning the water off. Until we turn the water off.
That's right. And so one of the issues is, too, and we're still working this out, is that Aaron's out there doing work. And so to get the information, like he calls the office, lets them know that, yes, the water is now being shut off. So if they get phone calls, they can help. But it's difficult when you're doing the work and in the middle of a repair trying to get an SMS text out. Or even a phone call sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in the middle of a repair.
But he's still going and knocking on doors.
He can have one of his guys do it. But one of his guys is not qualified to give a statement to an SMS text.
No, I understand.
So.
And also keep in mind, just because we're putting out an SMS doesn't mean everybody on that street when we're signed up for SMS text. So you're still going to have to do the knocking and the door hanger anyway.
Sure. I think this was an isolated incident, and I'm not sure we need to make any adjustments at this point. Unless this happens multiple times.
We're feeling it out as we go, too. This is definitely new for us.
Maybe just in the future, if we're going to do work on a street, we could do something on Nextdoor and they'll post, hey, we'll be on this street. We don't anticipate any issues, but something along those lines, maybe. I don't know if there's value to that, but...
Okay, we'll consider that.
Yeah, give thought to.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, I had a couple points. And I think maybe we had briefly talked about this, or maybe Alan, I don't know, but having signs, and maybe it's been done and I missed it, having signs, just a small sign in the parks and in the dog parks saying if there's, you know, any issues, however you want the word, call, blah, 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 or email, something so people know who to contact rather than Facebook.
I think it was you and I that spoke about this.
Okay.
And I know the issue that you're speaking about, and the problem, the only issue with that is, like, for that dog park that was going to be mowed that next day was still on the schedule. It's done every Wednesday, but the person, I think, put it on a Tuesday. So by having that number, like, there, we have multiple people calling, like, hey, this isn't done. Well, it's still on a schedule to get done. And I think if people were here at the community center, and their staff here, I mean, you'd think that they would
step in,
walk in and say, hey,
But, yeah, if there was something wrong with the water, or the pipe broke, or, you know, and I wasn't actually even referring to that, just whatever the situation, but at least they would know, have a number to call, have somebody to...
Or just be a sign, if there's any issues, please notify staff immediately.
Yeah, notify community center staff. Something, but, you know, what do I do? Where do I go? And so...
It's kind of sad that you actually have to put a sign up saying that.
That's our
way. That is not it. Common sense is a common.
I loved the little event yesterday. I thought that was great. For any events that we do like that, can we start taking our Town of Discovery Bay sign so people know that was us there?
Meaning which, the big sign?
The tall banner?
Yeah.
The banner.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that, you know, obviously the sheriff could miss, but then all the real estate companies and such, but...
You were in the pictures.
I had people asking me, who are you all with, you know, and it was like the town, oh, that was so cool, they're here, but, you know, if it would have been nice if that was a sign so that people would know. Okay, do we have any discussion items or future agenda items?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, I stretched it as long as I could. Okay, is there any public comment?
There's not.
Okay. Then we will end the meeting, the communications meeting, November 1st at 3:40.